Good morning. This is Lee Bevel, a wealth strategist and founder of Foundation Financial Concepts, bringing to you financial concepts. This week, we're going to talk about the effect on the market in presidential election years. I was just in a meeting recently and had a deep study by this company, and it verified what I'd known for years and seen for years and studied on my own, and that basically the third year of a president's term is normally the best year in the market, and the second best year is during an election year. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's a two-term or one-term president. It's still the same. And there's a lag effect. Definitely what comes out of Washington has an effect on certain industries. You know, if one is emphasizing trying to limit oil production, fossil fuel, and another is not, then that's going to affect the price of oil and gas and profitability. Ironically, in looking at that, we've seen some pretty high oil prices in the last 3 years, and consequently more gas prices, and that's inflationary. And that's when there's restriction on drilling. So if we go back to the previous term and President Trump, where we became a net exporter, that drove the price down and the profitability down of those companies. So you got to look at it in different aspects. I remember years ago when Bill Clinton was elected as president, how Hillary was really championing some changes in medical, and the pharmaceutical company sold off quite a bit. But overall, the average doesn't seem to make any difference, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. And most people that lean one way or the other politically, you know, tend to think, well, it's better when my party's in power. Maybe, maybe not. Taxation makes a difference. So there's a lot of factors involved. But I found out just recently, during the Obama years of 8 years, the market averaged 16.3%, was almost identical in the Trump 4 years. And then in the Biden 3 years, we've seen, you know, one bear market, a real strong market. Of course, we've seen, you know, before the term started, we had, at the end of Trump's years, we had the pandemic start. During that time period in the pandemic, I was managing variable annuities where I could go in and out of the market. And I went to cash on March the 6th of 2020. I made a profit of about 1.5% in all those accounts while the market was down 37%. So that gets into allocation, tactical allocation, as to why I think it makes good sense to have that. But basically, the overall market returns, it's proven over many decades that it's just about the same, regardless of what party's in power. Tune in next week, and you can look me up on foundationfinancialconcepts.com. That's foundationfinancialconcepts.com. Or call me, or my office locally is 2240 Broadway Street. Have a good day.
The material discussed today is for informational purposes only, does not constitute direct investment advice, and is not legal or tax advice. Investments are not suitable for all investors, so please consult the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments in any security may involve a high degree of risk and should only be considered by investors who can withstand the loss of their investment. Prospective investors should perform their own due diligence carefully and review the risk factors before considering any investment. Past performance and any forecasts do not guarantee future results. Securities offered through Concord Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Foundation Financial Concepts is independent of Concord.